from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian citizens in Egypt must understand Pancasila as national identity. Pekanbaru Immigration Detention Center accommodates 1,177 immigrants. Now the news in detail. Indonesian citizens in Egypt are required to further enhance the understanding of Pancasila's values to strengthen the nation's resilience and identity in the midst of an environment with diverse ideological backgrounds. This was stated by Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt, Helmi Fauzi, on the anniversary of Pancasila's birthday at the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Cairo on Sunday, June the 3rd. Ambassador Helmi said, understanding Pancasila for Indonesian citizens abroad is an absolute thing to fortify them from the influence of foreign ideology.
Kita harus senantiasa ingat bahwa Pancasila adalah falsafah hidup bangsa Indonesia.
We must always remember that Pancasila is the living philosophy of the Indonesian nation that forms our identity as a nation. Therefore, on this occasion, we would like to state that, in addition to Pancasila commemoration on June 1, 2018, Indonesian Embassy in Cairo will also organize a number of activities to fill the days of Pancasila. The embassy also holds a number of activities such as writing contest and speech contest. As a result of this, the thoughts of young people associated with Pancasila are summarized. Ambassador Helmi further said that the values that exist in the Pancasila that becomes the basic principles of the Indonesian nation should also be widely introduced. The tolerant attitude to diversity of various ethnic groups is considered appropriate to be introduced to Egyptians as a democracy. The commemoration of Pancasila Sanctity Day in Cairo that should take place on Friday, June the 1st, was finally held on Sunday. The day shift of the ceremony adjusted the holidays in Cairo that fall on Friday and Saturday. Pekanbaru Immigration Detention Center is currently accommodating 1,177 immigrants from various countries. Head of the center, Junior Manerep Galingging, said in Pekanbaru, Riau Province on Sunday, June the 3rd, that the number increased because of 10 new births. He added that the detention center is overcrowded because the number of immigrants has surpassed the center's capacity. Several of them have to be accommodated in the so-called community houses, such as in Siak Resort, Rina Hotel, Tasoya Hotel, Novri House, and Satria Hotel. They come from Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine, Iran, Sudan, and Rohingya. Of the total number, some 700 are refugees and the rest are asylum seekers from conflict-ridden countries. Galingging has frequently contacted the Organization for Migration representatives to transfer the asylum seekers to third countries. Australia has been a favorite destination of foreign immigrants who are using Indonesia as a transit nation. Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, DPR, Taufik Kurniawan, affirmed in Jakarta on Sunday, June the 3rd, that the rejection of Indonesian citizens' visa by Israel does not need to become a polemic. He views that the rejection is the consequence for Indonesia that support the independence of Palestine and the prohibition of Israeli citizens to visit Indonesia. In addition, he also remarked that the rejection of the Indonesian citizens' visa is related to Indonesia, which has also rejected the Israeli visa, and Indonesia is still consistent in supporting Palestine independence. Besides the absence of diplomatic relations with Israel, Taufik said, enables Israel not to require negotiations to solve this problem. He hopes that the rejection of Indonesian citizens' visa does not affect Indonesian consistency in supporting Palestine independence. The Indonesian Maritime Authority has held 10 Vietnamese fishing boats for illegal fishing in the North Natuna waters. Spokesman of the local Marine and Fishery Resources Supervisory, PSDKP station, Erwin said in Pontianak West, Kalimantan on Sunday, June the 3rd, that the 10 boats were seized in the exclusive economic zone when maritime security officers aboard four patrol boats were patrolling the waters on May 27. He said that none of the Vietnamese fishing boats was equipped with a fishing permit from the Indonesian government. The boats were mooring at the pier of PSDKP station for further investigation. During the patrol, the Indonesian patrol boat Hieu Machan 01 seized two Vietnamese fishing boats with 23 crew members, while patrol boat Hieu 11 held two Vietnamese fishing boats with 13 crew members. Other Indonesian patrol boat Paus seized two Vietnamese fishing boats with 14 crew members and patrol boat Orcha 20 arrested four Vietnamese fishing boats with 24 crew members. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of Law and Human Rights, Yasona Lauli, has given the assurance that the construction of a terror convict prison in Nusa Kambangan Island off the southern coast of Java will be completed at the end of this year. He said in Jakarta on Sunday, June the 3rd, that the prison with super maximum security prison will have a total of 520 cells. Such a prison will also be built in Cikeas, West Java in 2019. He further said that the government still has no plan to build such a super maximum security prison in East Java, but terror conflicts in the province will be moved to the Nusa Kambangan prison once it is completed. Some 155 terror convicts were moved to Nusa Kambangan prison island last month following 2 days of deadly riots at the National Police's Mobile Brigade headquarters in Depok, West Java. The Consumer Confidence Index, CCI, rose 1% to 99.5 from 98.5 in May after declining by 2.2% in April, according to Dana Reksa Research Institute or DRI survey. DRI, in a press statement on Monday, June 4, reported that the latest survey reveals that consumers gave more positive assessments on current economic conditions and the state of the job market. Consumer concerns on job scarcity eased from 39.0 to 36.7% in May, while consumer concerns on the high prices and scarcity of liquefied petroleum gas LPG also declined from 14.3 to 10.6% in May. DRI added that of two main components that make up the CCI, only one increased in May. In addition, DRI also pointed out that the component measuring consumer sentiment toward current conditions and the prison situations index, PSI, declined 4.0% to 84.7% as sentiment toward the current state of the economy and the job market improved. The last item, initiated by the Sleman Tourism Agency in collaboration with the Sleman Tourism Village Communication Forum, the Tour de Merapi Motorcycle Rally will return on July 22. Themed Jajah Desa Milang Pasar, a Javanese proverb that means to undertake a long journey to several places simultaneously, the event will invite participants to explore local tourism villages and traditional markets. Head of the agency's Documentation Market and Tourism Information Analysis Division, Gus Endarto, has said in Jakarta recently that the Tour de Merapi is open for motorcycles with a maximum 250cc capacity, ridden by two participants. The tour aim is to have 500 motorcycles and 1,000 participants joining the event. The participants will be required to pay a registration fee of 130,000 rupiah or around $9.29 per motorcycle to embark on the 100-kilometer tour exploring various tourism destinations in Sleman, Regency, Yogyakarta. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian citizens in Egypt must understand Pancasila as national identity. Pekanbaru Immigration Detention Center accommodates 1,177 immigrants. That was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you in our legal program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Policy to Ban Indonesian Tourists to Visit Israel. Starting June 9, 2018, Indonesian tourists are banned to enter Israel. The Israeli government has issued a policy as a form of a retaliation for the ban on Israeli tourists entering Indonesia. The Israeli government says Indonesian tourists can still go to Israel until June 9. However, after June, the both individuals and groups will not be allowed to enter Israel. The decision is regretted by many parties because the city of Jerusalem in Israel is one of the frequently visited cities as a place of worship and religious tourism for Indonesian tourists. Indeed, Indonesia and Israel have no diplomatic relations until now. However, for tourist affairs, especially religious tourism in Israel, Indonesian tourists have a special visa. In regard to the next event, Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs asks the people of Indonesia to understand. Therefore, each country has a policy related to the granting of visa facility. For this matter, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi has coordinated with the Minister of Justice and Human Rights Yasona Lawli. The ban on the entry of Indonesian tourists to Israel is disadvantageous not only with Indonesian tourists themselves but also managers of travel agencies. As we know that Jerusalem is a holy city worth visiting for believers of three religions, namely Jews, Christians, and Islam. Every year, Muslims from various countries including Indonesia visit Al-Aqsa Mosque on a special visas. In addition, Indonesian Christians also make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. It is estimated that the number of tourists from Indonesia to Israel reaches about 40,000 each year. With gross calculation, the financial loss due to Indonesian tourists who cannot travel to Israel for a year could reach 2.23 trillion rupiah. The calculation is by including the assumption of the number of tourists reaching as many as 40,000 people and each person spends around 55.8 million rupiah for the tourist cost. Indeed, the ban on Indonesian tourists to Israel does not have an economic impact for Indonesia. The ban is more social impact, especially for Muslim or Christian who want to carry out religious visit to the holy city of Jerusalem. Especially for Christians, visiting the holy city of Jerusalem is like doing Umrah to Saudi Arabia for Muslims. Jerusalem is the holy city for the population of the world. Everyone has the same right to visit a place that is considered holy, so it is not appropriate to ban anyone to make a visit to holy sites. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be again in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on June 4, 1920, when Trianon Treaty was signed in Paris. Trianon Treaty is a peace treaty after World War I ended between Allies and Hungary, which was considered a successor of Austria-Hungary. The treaty discussed about Hungary border. Hungary lost 2/3 its territory and population. States which got benefit were Romania, Czechoslovakia, and the Kingdom of Serbia, Croatia, and Slovenia. The treaty was signed on June 4, 1920 in Persil, France. Next event is that in 1928, President of China, Sun Xueling, was killed by Japanese troops. Sun Xueling was one of the commanders of China in early 20th century. He was commander of world for Manchuria and helped control wide region in north of China. Under the governor of China, he had been associated as president of June 18, 1927 until his death. He never stopped waging war to expand its territory. As a consequence, he was killed by Japan by bombing his train, which was carrying when returned to Sanyang. The assassination was conducted by a small group of soldiers of Kwandong troops under senior officer Colonel Daisaku Kumoto. It was part of a conspiracy to secure Manchuria, the South Manchuria, which was handed over to Japan after Russian-Japanese War. And the last event is that 1956, Egypt declared to not extend Suez Canal concession after ending in 1968. The appearance of Gamal Abdel Nasser in 1954 as new leader of Egypt, which was revolutionary to replace Mohamed Naguib, has made rapid policies for economic and political development of Egypt. On June 4, 1956, Nasser declared to not extend the concession of Suez Canal after ending in 1968. Due to the cessation of the concession and finally the nationalization of Suez Canal not long timed, war broke among Egypt and Britain and France. Suez Canal is located at the west of Sinai Peninsula, where Ship Canal reaches as long as 163 kilometers in Egypt, connecting Site Port at Mediterranean with Suez at Red Sea. Suez Canal was opened in 1870 and built on the initiative of French engineer Ferdinand Fencote de Lesseps. The canal enables water transportation from Europe to Asia without going around Africa. The canal consists of two parts, north and south of Great Bitter Lake, connecting Mediterranean to Suez Gulf. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with our daily program, My Indonesia. Highlighting Standard & Poor's maintains Indonesian debt rating BBB-A3 outlook stable. International rating agency Standard & Poor's S&P maintained Indonesia's sovereign credit rating on BBB-A3 with a stable outlook. Through its press release issued on last Thursday, the agency affirmed that Indonesian ratings remains at an investment grade level. Some of the key factors supporting the decision are relatively low government debt burden, moderate fiscal performance, and moderate foreign debt levels. The ratio of government debt to gross domestic product GDP the next few years is projected to remain stable. It reflects stable global demand and higher commodity prices. The rupiah's flexibility and prudent policy in managing corporate short-term foreign debt risk have driven the decline in the external financial need ratio to current account received CARS. The risk of a deterioration in external financial costs facing Indonesia has declined significantly. In addition, the formulation of Indonesian policy is considered effective in supporting sustainable government finance and balanced economic growth. To support purchasing power and consumption, the government is taking steps to curb rising oil and electricity prices. These efforts are considered temporary and the momentum of reform will strengthen again. In particular, Bank Indonesia (BI) is seen as playing a major role in maintaining economic growth and reducing pressure on the economy and financial markets. Meanwhile, Governor of Bank Indonesia (BI) Ferry Warjio said that maintaining Indonesian rating by Standard & Poor's at BBB-A3 or investment grade as stable outlook is a reflection of Indonesian's good economic fundamentals and credible domestic economic policy. He said that the rating Standard & Poor's further strengthen investor confidence in Indonesian economic output and continuing global uncertainty. Ferry Warjio added that in the connection with the rating's affirmation, inter-authority coordination will continue to be strengthened. This is to maintain macroeconomic stability and promote growth. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian citizens in Egypt are required to further enhance the understanding of Pancasila's values to strengthen the nation's resilience and identity in the midst of an environment with diverse ideological backgrounds. The Pekanbaru Immigration Detention Center is currently accommodating 1,177 immigrants from various countries. Head of the center, Junior Manarep Galingging, said in Pekanbaru on Sunday that the number increased because of 10 new births. Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR, Taufik Kurniawan, affirmed in Jakarta on Sunday that the rejection of Indonesian citizens' visa by Israel does not need to become a polemic. The Indonesian Maritime Authority has held 10 Vietnamese fishing boats for illegal fishing in North Natuna waters. Spokesman of the local Marine and Fishery Resources Supervisory Station, Erwin Saad, in Pontianak, West Kalimantan, on Sunday, that the 10 boats were seized in the exclusive economic zone when maritime security officers aboard 4 patrol boats were patrolling the waters on May 27. Minister of Law and Human Rights Yasona Lawli has given the assurance that the construction of a terror-convict prison in Nusa Kambangan Island off the southern coast of Java will be completed at the end of this year. The Consumer Confidence Index rose 1% to 99.5 from 98.5 in May after declining by 2.2% in April, according to the Nareksa Research Institute DRI survey. DRI in a press statement on Monday, June 4, reported that the latest survey reveals that consumers gave more positive assessments on current economic conditions and the state of the job market. Initiated by the Sleman Tourism Agency in collaboration with the Sleman Tourism Village Communication Forum, the Tour de Merapi Motorcycle Rally will return on July 22. Themed Jajah Desa Bilang Pasar, a Javanese proverb that means to undertake a long journey to several places simultaneously, the event will invite participants to explore local tourism villages and traditional markets. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Tangkahan in North Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listeners, North Sumatra has a natural tourism object which can be family's recreation place with fresh air and green trees. The tourism object is called Tangkahan. Tangkahan is an ecotourism which has been well known until abroad. Even due to its beauty, Tangkahan is well known by many people as the hidden paradise. It is located at Mount Lauser National Park, precisely at Langkat Regency, North Sumatra. Listeners, Tangkahan is one of Indonesian regions whose primate quantity is the most varieties in the world and the habitat for some earth species which are in danger. Tourism activity which can be enjoyed at Tangkahan is adventuring, swimming and trekking at tropical forests. For you who want to do trekking, you can take a walk accompanied by a tourism guide, or you can ride an elephant of Sumatra. Uniquely, the riding elephants are trained ones that are also used to patrol or protect national park from illegal activities such as hunting and illegal logging. There are three trekking lines in the regions, beginning from soft trekking for kids or family until adventure. When trekking, you will be accompanied by local guide so that you can enjoy hidden natural wealth in the region. Listeners, when trekking, you can visit interesting places at Tangkahan. One of them is Buluh and Batang Serangan rivers meeting, which has small waterfall. You must walk to river basin around 100 meters to reach the waterfall. Sitting under the waterfall and feeling the freshness of the water are very pleasant. and Tangkahan, there is also Bat Cave. It is named the Bat Cave because it is the habitat for thousands of bats. But do not have to worry, the cave is very safe to be entered. Listeners, another activity which can be done is called tubing. The activity makes you feel the heavy stream of rivers at Tangkahan by rafting and using inner tube. While conquering the heavy stream of rivers at Tangkahan, you can also enjoy the beauty of the riverside. Various kinds of interesting activities can be enjoyed if you visit Tangkahan Village, which can be accessed through Medan, the capital city of North Sumatra, around 3 until 4 hours by land transportation. Over there, there are also lodging and interesting tourism packages which can be chosen by you. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Tangkahan, North Sumatra. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is bertamu, or in English, to visit. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about bertamu, or in English, to visit. Tony is in front of Joko's house. It is the first time for Tony visiting Joko's house.
Permisi. Permisi.
Iya.
Apakah benar ini rumah Joko?
Iya, benar. Tony ya, teman Mas Joko.
Oh iya, iya. Joko ada?
Ada, silakan masuk.
Oh, terima kasih.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Rumah Joko. Rumah Joko. In English, Joko's house. Apakah benar ini rumah Joko? Apakah benar ini rumah Joko? In English, is it Joko's house? Teman Mas Joko. Teman Mas Joko. In English, Mas Joko's friend. Joko ada? Joko ada. In English, is there Joko? Silakan masuk. Silakan masuk. In English, please come in. When you visit someone's house and you want to ensure whether the address is right or wrong, you can say, apakah benar ini rumah Joko? Apakah benar ini rumah Joko? In English, is this really Joko's house? The expression can also be used to other contexts of conversations to inform possessive pronoun. For example, apakah benar ini ponsel kamu? Apakah benar ini ponsel kamu? In English, is it really your cell phone? Apakah benar ini uang kamu? Apakah benar ini uang kamu? In English, is it really your money? While if you want to know someone you are looking for, whether he or she is at home or not, you can say Joko ada, Joko ada, or in a complete sentence, apakah Joko ada, apakah Joko ada. In English, is there Joko? If the person is there, the host will let you to come in and usually says, silakan masuk, silakan masuk. In English, please come in. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Permisi. Permisi.
Iya?
Apakah benar ini rumah Joko?
Iya, benar. Tony ya, teman Mas Joko.
Oh iya, iya. Joko ada?
Ada. Silakan masuk.
Oh, terima kasih.
Listener, as an exercise, please send us your voice recording in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be interesting prizes for the selected senders. Please describe a tourist spot in your country by mentioning the country's name, the name of tourism object, the location, and the weather in that place. Please convey more information, if any. For example, selamat pagi, negara saya Indonesia, memiliki tempat wisata Candi Prambanan yang terletak di kota Yogyakarta. Cuaca sekitar Candi Prambanan panas. Gudeg adalah makanan khas Yogyakarta. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa! Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present Kroncong songs performed by talented Indonesian singers. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Rangkaian Melati by Wiwit Sunarto.
Di
Listener, that was the original Kroncong Song Rangkaian Melati composed by R. Maladi Arimah Noramin, telling about strands of jasmine that became binding of the two human beings. Although the hero will never come again, the strands of jasmine will be maintained until the end of life. The heroic song that shows soulful support to a hero who fight and sacrifice for the sake of the nation and state. In addition to Wiwit Sunarto, the song has also been performed by other Indonesian singers. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Kicir Kicir by Sumiati. Enjoy the song. Sumiati, who is the oldest sister of Mus Mulyadi, was popular as a kroncong singer in the 60s era. Sumiati has won several competitions of kroncong. The song Kicir Kicir is a song from Betawi or Jakarta, which is often sung on the official or unofficial occasions. The song has interesting lyrics like a poem. In addition to Jakarta, this song is also widely known by Indonesian people, especially the kroncong music lovers, as well as in some neighboring countries. The lyrics of the song contains a message that we have to work hard with joyful and happiness. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Sampul Surat by Wiwit Sunarto and Sunda Kelapa by Sumiati. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Terima kasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Kita runtah lama sudah tak kulihat. Kau yang dulu ku mau. Kadang ingat, kadang tidak. Bagaimana dirimu?
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.